This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun. It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it!
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
I'm waiting for a girl like you.
I will never know what song it is, you singing it.
Foreigner.
Yeah,
it's a great one.
But she didn't make it sound anything like that.
And Chris Ello.
This is a conversation you simply do not belong in.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, you know, you hear that a lot. But at the end of the day, you know, the players are focused on our games. For me, if I'm worried about a coach or whatever, you know, I'm not going to have the ability to go in there and execute my at-bat. So as far as like, you know, with that whole thing, that's not really relevant at this point. This is a moment where the players got to find ways to get things done, go out there and win ball games, because at the end of the day, it's on us and we got to go out there and get it done.
Well, they're not getting it done. I think we can safely say that. Welcome to Gwen and Chris. That was Will Myers when asked last night about whether or not this team still buys into the coaching staff of the fading Padres. It is Gwen and Chris at 3:01 on a Wednesday afternoon, setting sail on a 2.5-hour program today, ahead of Padre baseball. Tony Gwynn Jr. down at Petco Park getting set to call tonight's game between the Padres and the Giants. Myself, Matt Scraby, in our Odyssey Palace studios. And frankly, we are so out of things to say about the Padres and their recent struggles that we have chosen to open today's show with the opening of yesterday's show. Here's Tony Gwynn Jr.
Well, San Diego, that one didn't go well last night. Padres go down pretty tough to the Giants last night.
Yeah, you can pretty much say that again today if you'd like, Tony, but I thought I'd save you the breath.
Thank you.
My goodness. Yet another defeat that, there's not a whole lot you can say unless you just want to say the same thing over and over and over again. 6-1 last night. Padres come up with 3 hits. It is the 10th time in the last 29 games that the Padres have had 4 hits or less. That is absolutely a mind-boggling statistic. And 8 losses now during this stretch by 5 or more runs. And I hasten to say that this might be one of the worst months of baseball in Padre history. And the only reason I say that is because of the amount of supposed talent that is on this team that is producing this stretch. I mean, I know they've had worse runs than 8-21, but those were not good Padre teams. This, everybody felt like, was a really good Padre team. It is not playing that way right now. So, Tony, what else do you want to talk about today? What's on your mind? What's going on? How are you? How's the family? Good? Everybody good?
Fam-bam is good.
Fam-bam is good. We got our NFL picks coming up in about 15 minutes. I know you're happy about that.
I am really, really looking forward to that.
Yeah, you dominated in week one. We got NFL football tomorrow night. We've got a big college football weekend. But it all leads back to the same thing, unfortunately. It just does.
It does. Unfortunately, the Padres continue to play very bad offensive baseball. Just about, you know, on my petty cart real quick. Remember when, you know, they fired Rothschild and the Padres, you know, won a couple games and it was clear that that was the reason why they won?
Mm-hmm.
I think the record is pretty bad since that firing.
Yeah.
And runs have been they've been given in abundance in that time frame. So, clearly that wasn't that had nothing to do with anything.
Yes, but you know what the real problem was, Tony? It wasn't Rothschild. It was the fact that Fernando Tatis Jr. wasn't playing shortstop.
He was in outfield, that's right.
Wait a second. He's been at shortstop for the last five games, and they haven't won any of them. So,
their own fight.
So much for that theory. So much for that theory.
I have to laugh to keep from crying, honestly.
Yeah, that's a great line. That's a great line right now.
There honestly isn't anything else. In all seriousness, there honestly isn't anything else to say. This is one of the worst offensive stretches I've seen personally, ever. I don't know that I've ever seen an offense struggle this badly, in this span of games. And the only thing I can think of is that eventually turns. The scary part is there's not a whole lot of season left for it to turn. Like it has to turn like now.
Yeah.
And at this point, there wasn't any reason, maybe other than Jerickson's double. And, you know, that was like and here's the other thing I noticed yesterday. And I don't know did you guys watch the game? You guys see what was going on?
No, I was watching American Idol. Be honest with you.
American Idol?
I've seen enough of this story right now. I'm waiting for the narrative to change before I flip back over.
It was like
I'm not American Idol. What was I talking about? I watch America's Got Talent. Sorry,
America's
I wanted
got
to
talent.
Get that cleared
America's
up.
Got talent. Yeah. They scored that run in the third. Jerickson doubles. I think Arrieta moves him, and then they get the ground ball. He scores, and the excitement in that dugout from getting the run lets you know. At least it tipped me off that. Dang, these dudes, they feel it. They feel the same thing that we're seeing. Like, man, we can't score. Because they were excited after that run. And it seemed like it gave them some life. But that quickly, you know, over the course of the game, kind of evaporated, right?
Yeah.
And that's where the tough part is. It boils down to that right now. I even think at this point it has really nothing to do with the pitching. It has everything to do with the offense, and the offense just has not been able to get it going. And there's no remedy for that other than to get it going. They've tried it in all fashions, right? We've seen them try to grind. We've seen them swing early. They've done it in every way they can, and they have not been able to produce runs. So this is just you just have to hope. You just got to wait to see if it turns. That's it.
Yeah,
that's
desperate times call for desperate measures. I go back to the old story about the famous manager, Billy Martin, who managed the Yankees famously. But before that, when he was with the Minnesota Twins or with the Texas Rangers, I can't remember which, famously put all of the names of his players in a hat one day and drew the lineup out of a hat and tried to get things turned around that way. I'm not suggesting that the Padres do that, but it really doesn't matter what order these guys hit in right now.
You know what, Chris? Honestly, they should try it.
Just for fun, right?
Not even because, you know, Will Myers said something at the game, and you know when the players are starting to say it. He said, yeah, there's a little bit of pressing going on, right? That, just seeing the name scrambled in the lineup after this many, you know, five straight losses and the way they play, I'm sure it would loosen some of them up. I'm really am, but it just would be, you know, from a optical standpoint, you know, there would be some criticism like, what are these guys doing? They're not taking it seriously. But I honestly believe that something like that would free them up, right? Having it changed up a little bit for one night would, I think, maybe kind of move their eyeballs a little bit, maybe get their minds off it, but. At this point, that's where we are, right? We're talking about actually pulling names out of a hat about a lineup, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of where things go. I did tweet it out today, and I said, you know, is this what tanking looks like? And Nick Canepa, the great columnist at the Union Tribune, got back to me on that tweet about 10 minutes later and said, it is maybe what it looks like, but why would they be tanking? Right. And I had to write him back and go, yeah, that's a great point. Like, yeah. Everybody says they're tanking right now. They've given up the whole thing. Why would they do that? Like, what would be the point of giving up when you're sitting there, you know, right now, a game out of a wild card spot, and your season go down the tubes? There's no reason not to try right now.
Right. You didn't play this many games to not try right now. That's not what you do, and I don't believe that's what you're doing. It may look like that because of how bad they've been on offense, right? I mean, if they're scoring runs, we're not saying that, right? But because over a large of innings, they haven't scored a lot of runs. So I get why people may feel like that. I don't believe it would make no sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't.
I'm good. I'm just not going to try anymore.
Yeah, we put in all the hard work in spring training. We put in 4 months of this season to get ourselves in a position to play in the postseason. We actually still mathematically have a very good chance of playing in the postseason. But you know what? Let's just quit right now. let's just pack it in. It honestly keeps coming up in tweet after tweet after tweet that I read. It comes up in all of the phone calls that we get, Tony, that this team lacks, you know, the desire to win and the desire to play hard. And I'm going to go back to what Nick Canepa tweeted to me, and that is, it just doesn't make any sense.
There is a such thing as you're just not playing good, period.
Right.
And not a reason for it. You just suck right now. And that's how many times, as I tell you, my dad used to say that going home, whether it was true or not at the time. Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes that is literally what it is. You just suck right now. It just so happens everybody's kind of in that same boat right now. And it can change on the game. And, you know, we just have to keep waiting until that game happens. Hasn't happened yet.
No, it certainly hasn't. Certainly hasn't. They've dropped 5 in a row. The Giants have won, what, 8 in a row, 9 in a row? Keep on rolling along. The Dodgers have won 5 in a row, so they keep the pressure on the Giants, staying 2.5 back in the division. And I mention that because that just means San Francisco has to keep grinding. They have to keep winning to keep the Dodgers at bay, so they're not going to take it easy. The Padres have fallen all the way down now to just 4 games above 500. Believe it or not, they're only 7.5 games ahead of the Rockies right now, which is, that's third or fourth place, I guess, wouldn't matter too much to a lot of people. But let's be honest, this season was not about fighting off the Rockies for third place. So I tell you one thing, Tony. We're gonna have John Heyman on to talk some baseball. We'll get some of his thoughts. He's made some great points and had some great things to say about this Padre ball club. On our weekly visits, and we are gonna have him on a little bit later today. But mostly, honestly, it was our plan to try and come on today, we'll talk a little Padre baseball, but try to get everybody's mind off this a little bit. Get into some NFL picks in the next segment. We'll have our Chris versus the fans. We'll have a very fun, entertaining Big Five for you today. Scraby promises me. We'll talk San Diego State football a little bit today. We'll talk, I don't know, whatever else we can get to, our daily gambit later on. But honestly, I think we're all done banging our heads against the table, against the wall, and there isn't a whole lot more you can say right now than it's a disaster that you just hope it's a nightmare that you'd like to wake up from, and we haven't woke up yet. And like you said, you got Joe Musgrove pitching tonight. You hope that he's been your one reliable guy. He's going to be wearing number 21 tonight in honor of his Roberto Clemente Award. I think that's really class of Joe Musgrove to choose to wear that number. And hopefully he'll pitch like Roberto Clemente used to play, and the Padres will get some offense going. I mean, it has to happen. I mean, we've talked about this in the past. You know, baseball is a sport where water finds its level. Things tend to even out over time, and they've been going negative here for so long, over a month now, that you just figure by happenstance they're going to hit 2 or 3 bloopers that fall in, and somebody's going to knock one against the wall and get this thing going. So we'll see if that happens starting tonight. We'll have the game for you at 6:45 this evening. But we are underway, Gwynn and Chris. And I'll tell you what, Tony, if they lose again tonight in a bad way, we'll just play your open again tomorrow and we'll play it Friday and we'll keep playing it until we don't have to play it anymore. So
fair enough.
Keep that handy, Scraby. Unfortunately, I think we have to make plans for that. All right, we are underway. Our NFL pick segment is coming up a day early today because we actually don't have a show tomorrow with the Padre game followed by NFL football. So we'll get our picks in. Tony had a brilliant first week. We'll focus on the NFL. Get our minds off the Friars for a moment when we come back. Gwynn and Chris starting on a Wednesday. And here's a check of traffic. A little, well, maybe not. I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
At the end. We'll see if Scraby feels like playing the traffic or not. He just waved me off here as we go to our first break on 97.3 The Fan.
3:22 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. We've got our NFL pick-up coming your way. I will hand this ball off to Chris Ello, and he'll take us through it.
A dominating performance last week in week one of the NFL schedule by Tony Gwynn Jr. How about a round of applause for a 3-for-3 performance, plus 4 more points for his upset pick, which is the Raiders on Monday night. So Tony got a perfect 10 score. Chris got only 1 point. Yeah, so it's already a substantial lead for Tony in the game, 10-1 after week one of the season, but long way to go. Tony, we do have a 3-point game that we pick, a 2-point game, and a 1-point game before we get to our upset pick, and we rotate who goes first. This week's Tony's turn, so the board is yours, sir. A full schedule of 16 NFL games coming up this weekend. Who would you like for your 3-point pick?
There are some doozies out there this week. However, where do I want to go?
Yeah, now there's pressure on you because you have a lead. See how you perform with a big lead.
I'll take Tampa.
Tampa Bay playing home to the Atlanta Falcons. Not a bad idea. I'll go with Cleveland as my 3-point pick. They're playing Houston, although Houston did win last week and Cleveland lost. Can't imagine Houston being enough to beat Cleveland, but stranger things have happened. All right, so there's our 3-point picks. We don't pick against the spread on these. Tampa Bay for Tony, Cleveland for Chris. Now it's time for the 2-point pick. Tony, your call.
I'm actually glad you left this one alone. I will take Green Bay at home against the Detroit Tigers.
Detroit Tigers. If they play Detroit the Tigers, Lions. You got news.
<We'll> take- The Lions.
It's amazing and hard to imagine that Aaron Rodgers isn't going to come back with a huge performance in this game. I mean, this is the MVP of the league who just suffered through one of the worst games of his career. So that's the Monday night game. I tell you, you know, you got the Thursday night game between Washington and the Giants. They both lost. And you've got the Monday night game between Green Bay and Detroit, and they both lost. You know, this is why the NFL schedule, when it comes out, it's very exciting, but it only takes 1 week to make it not look quite as exciting.
Right.
All right, 2-point pick for me. There's no more big spreads out there, but I like New England on the road against the New York Jets. I just think that Bill Belichick against a rookie quarterback is a mismatch. So I'll take New England for my 2-point pick. And now the most difficult, the 1-point pick, Tony.
I'll take the Rams on the road in Indy.
The L.A. Rams, you're buying into the hype of the Rams, which isn't a bad thing to buy into, I wouldn't think. They looked very good in week one, and Indy didn't look all that. Carson Wentz, I just I don't know. Not sold.
Not sold on him, huh?
Not sold. All right, I have to find a 1-point pick. You know, is Jacksonville that bad? They're going to be home this week. Maybe they get a little something. Denver isn't the greatest team of all time, but they ought to beat Jacksonville. And I don't see anything else that's that guaranteed to happen. I'll put my 1 point on Denver, picking against Jacksonville. All right, now we get to our upset pick. This is where you can score some more points. We do bring the spread into play here. And on this one, each of us will pick a team that is underdog. And if they win straight up, then we get the amount of points they were underdog by. For example, the Raiders were 4-point underdogs to the Ravens on Monday night. Tony picked the Raiders. They won, so he picked up 4 points on that upset pick. My upset pick last week was Dallas. Came close, but no cigar against Tampa Bay. All right, Tony, you're first. Board's wide open again for your upset pick.
Yeah, there's a lot of me wants to go back to the well.
Oh, back right back to the Raiders. Yes, they're 6-point underdogs to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but they're at Pittsburgh this week. So
yeah,
I think I'm going to pass on that. And I'm going to take another a road team. Now, I'm going to take the Dallas Cowboys against the Los Angeles Chargers for 3 points.
No belief in the Chargers. Chargers are favored. Wow, how about that? Dallas looked pretty good last week against Tampa Bay. The Chargers, it's early in the season. They always seem to play a little bit better in September than they do as the season goes along. A lot of people are really high on the Chargers, and obviously very high on Justin Herbert. This should be a shootout game, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, Prescott will be putting numbers up. Herbert. By the way, Justin, I would like to introduce you to the guy who stands next to you in the backfield. His name's Austin Eckler. He was my number one pick in my fantasy draft. You know how many passes Herbert aimed in Austin Eckler's direction the other day?
72.
How many?
Zero. Not one.
That's not fair.
No,
and
that's not good.
Who did you listen to when you made that pick?
Adam Rank.
No. Well, okay.
Adam Rank was the first guy that came
on me. I was going to say Matthew Berry.
No, I didn't listen to Matthew Berry. I was picking Austin Eckler all the way. And then Matthew Berry chimed in at the end and said, Austin Eckler's the greatest player in fantasy history. And I knew that was bad news once he said that. But anyway, hopefully Austin Eckler makes some catches this week for me. All right, Dallas is your upset pick. I'm going to go with a surprise. The Raiders is certainly on my list of possibilities here. Miami is on my list, 3.5-point underdog to Buffalo, but it's hard to see Buffalo being 0-2. And I'll be happy enough if the Dolphins win, so I don't need to pick them.
Right.
But I'm going to go with a team that was embarrassed last week. Ooh. And assume that they aren't embarrassed this week. They have to travel, but I'll take Tennessee to upend Seattle. On the road, 5-point underdog, so I'll go for 5 points. I kind of like the Titans. I like this team. I like their coach. And look out for a wounded dog, as it were. So that's my pick.
Wounded dog, it is. That's going to do it for Gwen and Chris NFL Pick'em. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Smart Investing. Tune in Saturday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. to 97.3 The Fan. Listen to the Smart Investing Show. Brent Wilsey, the host of the show, has over 40 years of experience in finance and was recently picked as one of California's top investment advisors for 20 by Forbes magazine. Smart Investing, Saturday at 8 a.m., only here on 97.3 The Fan. Tomorrow's game, Thursday night. Who's the Thursday night game, Chris, you said?
We got Giants-Washington, a matchup prime time for the NFC East.
Right.
I love Daniel Jones in prime time.
Or NFC East.
And Tyler Heinicke. Those are two huge draws for Thursday night football.
Yeah. And we'll be carrying that game right here on 97.3 The Fan.
Right after the Padre game tomorrow.
So we got two
classic sports matchups for you tomorrow.
Okay. let's step away. We're going to drag you guys back into the baseball realm. And, you know, maybe we'll talk a little bit of Padres. But John Heyman's going to join us at Odyssey MLB Insider next. We'll get his thoughts on the MVP race. He can actually give us that on the, I believe, the National League. He has an AL vote this year, so he can't talk about as much on that side. We'll talk a little bit about what's possibly at the postseason, the rumors that are starting to circulate with Theo Epstein and Bruce Bochy headed New York. We'll talk about it all when we return. This is Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Getting ready for our weekly visit with Odyssey MLB insider John Heyman. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 3:37 is the time. We're doing our best to avoid talking about baseball today. Try to give everybody a little breath, a little break from what's going on with the local nine. But John Heyman, too good to pass up, so we'll talk some baseball with him here. Quick programming note also, the great columnist from the Union Tribune, Nick Canepa, is going to join the show today at 5 o'clock. So we'll look forward to getting some of his thoughts. He just recently celebrated his 50-year anniversary.
Congratulations to Nick.
Man, that's unbelievable. He's been a columnist since 1984. And I got to be honest with you, every Sunday morning he writes his column and still working. And I read that thing religiously every Sunday morning. Just so he's always interesting, entertaining. And I tend to agree with most of the stuff that Nick says. So we'll see what he comes up with on the program. A little bit later today, our NFL picks.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
In and are we going to check some traffic this time, Scraby, or are you going to wave me off? If you think you're having a tough day, get a load of what's going on today for our next guest joining us on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, MLB insider from Odyssey, John Heyman. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights to sports books. Don't want you to see. Bet smarter. Beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. John Heyman is with us. Tweeted out earlier. Got a great laugh out of this. He said, I'm having a rough day so far. A man just walked past me on 3rd Avenue, pointed at me and said, hey, Joel Sherman. No, I said, John Heyman. To which the guy responded, close enough.
Only in New York.
That's New York for you.
Oh, man.
Huh?
Oh, man.
close enough.
Close enough. My goodness,
oh, my
John.
My goodness, it's not like I'm like my own human being. We're all wrapped in one. All of us New York Jewish sports writers. We're all close enough. I guess. I don't know.
Great tweet, John.
I was having my coffee. I was having a good time, and this guy spoiled my day. Said Bob Costas. That might have been something.
Yeah, he could have said somebody really famous, but he went with Joel Sherman. So what are you going to do?
What can I do?
I
am what I am. That's my life.
Well, we love having you on the show, that's for sure, John. It's great having you with us to talk some baseball. Let's just quickly get the – because we're kind of on a Padre moratorium today because there's not a whole lot more we can say. Other than to point out the fact that they have hit the free fall, you talked about it a little bit earlier with us a few weeks ago and said, you know, if they free fall out of contention, it might be something that they have to do in terms of making a move with the manager at the end of the year. I got to be honest, John, what they're going through right now kind of has the look of a free fall, and I would think that they'd be wise and Jace Tingler would be wise to somehow figure out a way out of it.
Well, you know, I think the main thing for manager status is the relationship with the boss. And I do think he has a close relationship with A.J. Preller. So I wouldn't make any assumptions based on them free-falling. You would think they would do something. I mean, you know, he came in and said it was his call to fire Larry Rothschild. It's been, you know, basically straight down from there. You know, you would think that a change of manager is in order, but, you know, I wouldn't assume it at this point.
Well, obviously, there are more than just one team with, I would consider, possible hot seats. Padres, obviously, out here, people feel like is one of them. But in New York, you know, a new ownership comes in. They spend a lot of cash on Lindor, bringing him in. This team's supposed to be really good, and they have played better as of late, but they faltered overall. All of a sudden, you start hearing names like Theo Epstein and Bruce Bochy. Are those real possibilities? Is Theo ready to jump back in that chair already?
You know, I don't know. I have heard he's willing to listen. What that means, I don't know. You know, I told that to Steve Cohen. He said, you know, anybody's willing to listen, you know, we'll see. You know, I would say Theo would definitely be a candidate. They are going to hire a baseball president. I mean, can he coexist with Sandy Alderson, who I've been told is going to be retained? At least that is the plan, as the president, not the baseball president. When he came in, the plan, his intention was not to do baseball, but of course he hired two guys who were GM, who were, you know, one's out. The other one, unfortunately, is battling a DUI situation. So they're going to bring in a baseball president. And it could be Theo. You know, they tried for several people, whether it's Dave Forrest from Oakland, Chernoff from Cleveland, Dave Stearns from Milwaukee. Many of these people have gotten promotions, or they've been told they don't want to come, or the teams don't want them to come. So I don't know if they're going to go through that rigmarole again or find somebody new in the group. We shall see. You know, Theo Epstein is the logical one. He's not a GM right now. And obviously Steve Cohen, the new owner, has the money. So, you know, they are going to hire that baseball president. I can't swear it'll be Theo Epstein. As far as the manager, I know they like Luis Rojas, but, you know, I mean, it's their second straight disappointing year. He certainly got a pass last year in the pandemic. I don't think this is his fault, but I do think that they're likely to make a change with manager. Whoever's hired as baseball president will get that call anyway. So I would say that he is very much on the hot seat. I mean, him, I would say Arizona's Torey Lovello would be very much on the hot seat. I mean, Tingler's on the hot seat, but, you know, that could go either way.
John Heyman is with us, MLB Odyssey Insider. Joins us weekly here on Gwynn and Chris. And, John, I want to talk about a couple of teams that have forged their way into the forefront of the wild card races. Obviously, the Cardinals, team we really haven't talked a whole lot about. We've been keeping our eye on the Reds as the Padres have faltered, but now it's the Cardinals who have the wild card lead in the National League. And I think the other thing, for those of us who don't keep a very close eye in the American League, Didn't really see the Toronto Blue Jays coming, but they've made a great run here, led by Vladimir Guerrero Jr. What do you think of these two squads going forward?
Yeah, I mean, Toronto saw it coming. They knew that their team had underachieved in the first half. They went and got Barrios. Their starting rotation is excellent. Their lineup is as good as anybody. They've hit more home runs than any other team. Haven't looked lately, but they've probably scored more runs than any other team as well. Just a fantastic lineup. Vladimir Guerrero's been incredible. Normally he'd be MVP, but of course we know that will be Shohei Ohtani. But Guerrero's been fantastic. Semien's been fantastic. Springer's been fantastic when he plays. Bichette's really good. So, you know, I think they're going to make it. It's right now a very close race with Toronto, Boston, and the Yankees, with Seattle and Oakland just behind. Boston's got the easiest schedule of the group. Toronto's probably got the best team. I kind of think it's going to be Toronto. Second team, and I wouldn't write the Yankees off, even though I wrote them off 3 months ago. I'm now back to saying maybe they'll get in. And, yeah, I mean, St. Louis, you know, they contend every year. We knew Goldschmidt, Arenado were going to be a lethal combo. They are doing it now. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if it is St. Louis in the end. You know, they surprised us before. They won a World Series with, what, 83 or 84 wins? They come out of nowhere, but somehow they get it done. Wainwright, unbelievable. Got more wins than anybody since the All-Star break. 40 years old. Amazing.
John Heyman joins us here, Odyssey MLB Insider here on Gwen and Chris. And John, I want to get your take on this because the Mariners have hung around in this wild card spot. I don't necessarily think they'll get in. But where does this put them in terms of free agency? Where does this put them in terms of their plan? Is this a team that will be competing for the American League West next year? Or is there something that they're going to go and maybe push it forward now?
I mean, are they on a 21-year plan? I mean, come on. They haven't been in the playoffs since what was the last year? It was 2001. I mean, come on. Let's go. Let's go already. I mean, you know, Mariners people are not – I'm not the favorite of Mariners people. They think I'm down on them. I never saw them as a playoff team. They got a negative run differential of 50. I give the players credit. They won a lot of close games, and Scott Servais, the manager, has got to be given credit as well. It's amazing that they've hung in there with a team on paper that you wouldn't think so. But, I mean, at some point they better get going and do some moves that are going to put them in the playoffs. You know, I mean, they're hanging around right now. They're not that far out of it. You know, maybe they'll make it this year. You know, no one other than Toronto is really taking hold. You know, we've got questions about Boston's got the COVID situation. The Yankees have not been very good lately. Oakland has not been good lately. You know, maybe they get in this year, but if they don't get in this year, they better spend some money because, you know, in terms of revenue, they're certainly in the top half. They're probably in the top 10. I mean, nobody reveals their books, but Seattle is not a small market team by any way, shape, or form. And it's time for them to go out there and spend and try to win.
John, last thing for me, the Cy Young Award races are so tight in each league, it's difficult really to find a front runner. And I want to ask you about Ohtani. I mean, his name is obviously, you know, the MVP for sure, but he's getting some mentions as far as the Cy Young Award. Now, I don't know if it is it possible he can end up winning both awards. I mean, talk about unprecedented.
No,
that would
I
be
don't
absolutely
so.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, that would be unprecedented. It's pretty unprecedented to do what he's doing. I mean, it's basically Babe Ruth plus. I mean, incredible. Give him credit. He had the MVP wrapped up by July. I know there are going to be people talking about what a great debate it is, and fine, if you want to debate, you can about Vladimir Guerrero, and he's been fantastic, but it's really not a debate. It's over. He is the MVP. You know, I don't have that Cy Young vote. I'd have to look at it carefully, but I'm thinking he'll probably get some down ballot votes. You know, I think Ray and Cole are clearly one and two. I'm not sure what order they're in, but very close. The coin flip, same in the National League. It kind of goes back and forth every time somebody pitches. I think it's that guy. I thought it was Buehler. I thought it was Wheeler before that. I thought maybe Scherzer. And then Burns picks another gem, and I think maybe it's him. Right now, I think it's Burns by just a hair, and Scherzer second. If you want to tell me innings are very important, I get that with Wheeler, but, you know, he's got a lot more innings than Burns. He's got like 40-something more innings, but he's already also given up 24 more runs. So, you know, if you want to just do the math, he's got a 5 ERA over those 40-something innings. So, to me, I'd still give Burns the edge over Scherzer 1-2 in the MVP vote. I mean, in the Cy Young vote. MVP, NL MVP, I can't talk about that one. I got that vote myself. That's my vote.
I'm glad you don't have to talk about it the way it's going right now.
Yeah. Well, you know, obviously Tatis is a candidate.
Yes, he's at least
a candidate. Really good. I can
still
say that.
You know
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. A strong candidate.
Right.
All right. Well, good luck to your Padres. They got a tough road. I know you've got a moratorium, but you know, it's not over yet. They're still in there. But man, that schedule. You know, I mean, people say, oh, it's not fair that it's a great team like the Dodgers or Giants is going to have to play one game. You know, I don't mind that. I don't mind the one game. You know, life isn't fair. Unfortunately, the schedules are not even. Philly plays Baltimore, Pittsburgh, the Cubs, or Colorado every day. Not that they win any of these games, but that's who they're playing. And the Padres have to play the Giants, the Dodgers, the Braves, and the Cardinals coming home. I mean, it just does not seem right. And, you know, I understand if the Padres would complain, but so far they've been pretty big boys about it. Not me. I'm annoyed about it because I had them as a playoff team. And, you know, you got to consider the competition, and obviously the East is a lot weaker than we thought, and the Central's not great either.
Those are the breaks.
Yes, we are definitely annoyed as well right now, John. All right, we'll catch up with you next week. Thanks so much for everything, and
all right.
And say hi to Joel Sherman when you see him.
You lifted my spirits. Yeah, I appreciate it. You lifted my spirits. I appreciate that.
Appreciate it, John.
All right, John, take
Thanks.
Care.
There's right. John Heyman, our Odyssey MLB Insider. Insider Calls presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real, proven analytics. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. And also the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. He's right about these Cy Young races, though, Tony, in both leagues, especially the National League. I mean,
yeah, it
goes back and forth every time somebody pitches. He said Corbin Burns, Milwaukee, because he's coming off that no-hit game with Josh Hader. But, you know, look, Zach Wheeler's right there. Scherzer's been untouchable since he went to the Dodgers. Buehler's been untouchable all year long. Jacob DeGrom is still at least being considered. Unfortunately, he's not been able to pitch the second half of the year. That award was his for a while. But the NL's wide open. Adam Wainwright has gotten his name onto this list. Was just, as John pointed out, a phenomenal second half performance for a 40-year-old right-hander. And in the American League, we don't follow it as closely. He said Gerrit Cole, Robbie Ray of the Blue Jays. Carlos Rodon had a no-hitter earlier this year. White Sox.
But Otani's having a great year too.
Who's that?
Giolito.
Yeah, Giolito. The White Sox have two or three guys. Lance Lynn, maybe two. But you know, Otani's not that far behind. I mean, it's not like he's completely out of the discussion for the Cy Young. He'd probably have to pitch a couple of shutouts here in September or something like that. But it's not like anybody's running away in either league. Let's put it that way. So we'll see how those races turn out. And you know, he can't really talk about the NL MVP award, but I'm looking at something right now on ESPN. I mean, Fernando's still at the top of the list, but that lead is ever shrinking with Bryce Harper, Juan Soto, Brandon Crawford, Max Muncy all chasing him down. So it would be wise for a couple of things for Fernando to get hot here the last 3 weeks. A, to clinch that MVP award, which he richly deserves, and B, to help the Padres get things turned around because you know, that would be the Padres would ride whatever way Fernando could provide them right now.
Him or Manny, for that matter.
Yes,
you know what I'm
saying?
The both of them. You've said it, you know, a couple different occasions. You need MVP like performances almost on a nightly basis moving on from here.
Yeah.
That's especially if, you know, the offense is going to be stagnant the way it is. those two are really going to have to put on a shoulder. I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, that's a winning formula, but that'll give them a chance at least.
Yeah. Padres have very little chance the way things are going right now when both guys go 0-for-4 right. as they did last night. It's unfair maybe to put all the pressure on them, but where else are you going to put it right now? All right, great job, John Heyman. Always fun with him. When we come back, we'll play a little Chris versus the Fan, some trivia, chance to qualify for a Las Vegas vacation. If you're up for it, well, you should be up for it. Give us a call, 833-288-0973. We'll do that next as Gwen and Chris rolls on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.